Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 28, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com here with
Spirit Song. What Spirit Song Alexis?
Well done. Anyhow, tonight we have a members only event, and it's called Individual Healings That Also Bless the Senders. And the last time we did this, it felt like the senders got every bit as much healing and blessing as the recipients did. So you're going to win no matter what. And even if you're on the recording, you'll still get lots of bounce back healing and blessings. So you're going to be awesome any which way.
Hey.
So we'll begin in a moment after I just did a weird thing with my throat. So I'm going to drink water for a second.
You have to turn the fan.
No, it's good. It's okay. Totally good.
Okay.
Yeah. So in a moment, we're going to call the directions of the Mesa. We're going to call in allies, all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Then we're going to invite everyone into embodied awakening. So whether you're receiving or flowing, you're going to be in the sweetest, highest space possible. So we'll have the best outcome. And then we'll start taking volunteers. At that point, it'll be first come, first serve. And in order to receive healing, you must be live and speaking out loud. Mm. So at that point, whoever unmutes themselves first will be first up. And there's no waiting in line. Each time we finish with a person, then it'll just be time for the next person to unmute and come next. And we've developed pretty good flow. And the last couple of times, we've had five or six people in the hot seat in a 90-minute session. So there will be time for plenty of folks. And as I said earlier, you're going to get lots of blessing, even if you're not in the hot seat. Spirit Song.
This is my first time in this type of event live. Mm-hmm. I've seen recordings, but
sweet.
Yeah. So this is a new experience you all are getting me tonight, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yay. Thanks so much for being here, sweetheart.
You're welcome. It's my honor, always.
Mm. Oh, Spirit Song just blissed me out. She does that a lot. I love it. Okay, so always I make these two requests when we're doing a live event. One is, please give this your undivided attention. Please do only this, even if you're on the recording. You'll have a better experience. And the fact that the quality of your attention radiates out and affects everybody else who is doing it, ever has done it, or ever will do this event, you're affecting everyone else by what you do. So please, only this. If obviously, remember, if you're here, if you can't give it your full attention right now, then wait and come back to the archive recording when you can give it your full attention. And if you must leave the sacred container before we officially close it, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container, and you'll be able to leave without even leaving a ripple in the field. So we're about ready to roll, unless you have anything you wanted to, you know, throw in here.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Would you please set the tone for the directions? Hachamama Mama Kia Wirako As we call in allies, you're all invited to just relax. And if you can feel energy moving within your energy field, just passively feel what's happening on its own. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath coming and going. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. we call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco. Quote, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We'd like to call your ally spirits on.
Thank you. I call to Oya and Oya Saray. Thank you for being here. To the grandmothers and grandfathers. Benevolent intention in all dimensions. The wisdom keepers. Feeling resonance with so many of you that Benjamin has already called. Feeling you beautiful angels when he spoke of you. Feeling the magic that's in the air for the healing of those who are here tonight and beyond. Welcome, Dorothy and Mamie. Heart. Welcome the family, the bees, and the butterflies, and the dolphins and whales, and the water spirits. And so many beautiful winged ones that you've already called, Benjamin. So beautiful. And four-leggeds that you've called, I feel them all. And I see a dear family. And thank you for being here. And see a playful sea otter. And welcome you and your good medicine here. The flowers and the shrubs and the trees and the breeze and all. Who are here with us to form this sacred container for healing, for radiant love, effervescent, crystalline, powerful, healing energy. We open our hearts and we say welcome and we say yes. And we thank you for being here, and we bless and honor you as you bless and honor us. All of us together as one. And blessed be.
Oh. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is.
Okay, we've got a container. So now we're going to do the invocation for embodied awakening. This calls your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So metaphorically, it's as if your body is a car, your ego slides to the passenger seat, your divine's going to drive. If at any point your ego doesn't like your divine's driving, you can take the wheel again, the divine will step out right away, and your ego will be back in control. So there's no danger, you can try it on and see what you think. The benefits of embodied awakening include much more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you'll know what to do through intuition more easily, and there will be more bliss. If you'd like to try this on now, please repeat after me to your higher self, out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Release the words. Relax into feeling the energy moving within you on its own, if you can feel that. If you cannot, feel breath come and go on its own. Be as passive as possible. Just feel the sensations.
Know that there are guidelines for you, which is beautiful, but you can't do it wrong. Your intention in being here. The beauty of your heart, your soul, your spirit are the gifts that you bring. The guidance is for your higher good. And one of the most important things is to relax and trust. Know that you are held in the arms of the divine all the time.
Thank you. Yes. I recommend the following. Don't try to make anything happen with any effort or willpower. Don't try to stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately imagine or visualize anything. Just be really passive. Just feel the energy or feel your breath. If you become distracted, let the distraction be as it is. Don't fight it or try to change it. But do treat it as an uninvited guest. So you turn your attention back to either energy awareness or breath. If the distraction persists, that's okay. Let it do its thing in the background while you relax into feeling energy or breath in the foreground. the final subtlety is to determine the least effort needed to feel these things. So I invite you to join me in determining how little effort that actually requires. Starting now, I invite you to go to no effort at all. Just drop to zero. If at zero effort, you have the awareness anyway of energy or breath, stay at zero. If you don't have that awareness, add a teeny tiny bit of effort at a time and keep doing this until you regain that energetic awareness or that breath awareness. Once you have the awareness, hold at that minimal level of effort. The less effort used to accomplish this, the better. The reason I put such an emphasis on your passivity is that if you try to do this from your personality, your divine will be forced to back away, forced to honor your free will choice to try to do it yourself. And I can pretty well guarantee you, you won't have nearly as good an outcome. Your higher self does this much better than your ego can. So I invite your ego to relax, be passive. Please let your higher self do this for you. So I feel many already coming into embodied awakening. We have the ability to feel the overall field of the participants, even those who are on the recording afterward. So do be just as, you know, focused, even if you're on the recording. How will you know you've attained embodied awakening? Four things will be simultaneously true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. It will totally hold itself. If that's already your experience, just relax and be in that state. Your presence there will help everyone else get there more easily who is not already there. If you're not yet there, use minimal effort needed to feel the energy or the breath. If you become distracted, just gently come back to your focus. You know, lots of us who are in embodied awakening will leave just a moment longer. Even if you just have some change toward embodied awakening, that's fine. You don't have to get all the way there to work with us on this event. The field is feeling quite sweet. We'll leave a moment longer. Okay, we are ready for our first volunteers. So if you'll unmute yourself, first up will be the first person to receive. That is Vanessa. Welcome, Vanessa.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome. So what I'll ask of you, Vanessa, and anyone else who goes into the hot seat, is to give us a clear and concise description of the healing that you want. We do not need to know the whole story about it. If you want to say maybe a sentence or two about that, that's okay. But what we really need to know is, the specific healing you want, the change you want to have happen?
So the healing is to allow for a beautiful and healthy closure in pretty much almost all aspects of my life, and to allow for all these new opportunities to unfold with also beauty and grace for me.
Okay.
Is that enough?
Not quite. Could you name, please, the main thing you want closure on?
A relationship with my soon-to-be ex-husband. I'm going through a divorce, so I just worked with the lawyer today to move on. I can't find him, so it's been a bit... there's been a lot of trauma around this for me. I want to move forward with a clean slate. Just letting all this that's happened go.
May I begin by giving you the Star Wars blessing for the end of your marriage?
Yes.
May divorce be with you.
Thank you. I need it.
Okay, so everyone, so what I'm going to recommend is that everyone ask for the blessing, the healing to flow through them to the person in the hot seat, in this case, Vanessa. And my own way of doing this is just to call in that energy for that healing. And then I, Benjamin, will become totally passive and just the conduit for the energy coming through. If your style of doing healing is more active, that's also okay. If you've got a clear way of doing it from ego, then if you are more drawn to that, that's okay. They'll all work together just fine. But my own preference is just to be the conduit, because my experience is always that the divine that works through me can give healing far more potently than Benjamin can do it through visualization or ego-based effort. But you have free will to do it in whatever way you see fit. So, anything you wanted to say, Spirit Song, before we start the first energy flow?
Just only that it works best in a different way for different people.
Mm-hmm.
And the suggestions you give, beautiful and wonderful one. So much gratitude for those, but each person will have to bring what comes from the inner voice, the inner knowing, mm-hmm. the connection with divine within, and it's all perfect.
Absolutely.
It's all perfect.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Okay. So let's all now, in whatever way you do it, send the highest good energy to Vanessa for the most harmonious possible ending of her marriage and the most harmonious possible closure of all other areas of her life that are now complete for her highest good. And the energy is already starting up. And Vanessa, your job is to be really passive and just open yourself to the healing flow.
Okay.
And just receive it and just feel the energy if you can. And if you can't, just feel your breath come and go. And I may be interacting with you during the healing process, so be sure to keep your mic open.
Okay.
So everyone get that flow going. Again, this is, even if you're on the recording, send energy. This works beyond time and space. So even if you're doing this years from now, you can still send energy over to Vanessa and anyone else in the hot seat. And I'm now feeling the energy building. Can you feel that juice, Vanessa?
Yes, very much so. I'm sweating.
Good. How sweat it is. All right.
If the man seems to want to have some words, one thing that works well for me is just simply, I say yes.
Yes.
I'm saying yes to is the release of all that does not serve highest good and the embracing yes. all that is within me that vibrates at that higher level. Just, I say yes.
Yes.
So there's a lot of potency in the field. Well done, everybody. So the way this works is we just keep the flow going. And Spirit Song and I will narrate our perception of that field, which is now increasing steadily. It will at some point peak and hold for a bit. And then when Vanessa has received her highest good energy, it will then quickly decline. And it just happens when it happens. At this point, Spirit Song and I are not controlling anything. We're just narrating what the divine is doing. If anyone, their body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if anyone's needing to vocalize or cry, whatever, some of us may be processing heavy energy on Vanessa's behalf. If so, just allow that to come through you. This will only happen for those who are able and willing. The divine will never give any of us more than we can do in the highest good way. So I'm feeling the field's holding strong and steady. Are you feeling that also, Vanessa?
Yes, very much so.
Just relax and let it saturate you. Always with the healing like this, a lot of it will be beyond your ego's comprehension. You won't understand exactly what's going on, but you'll be getting the benefit anyway. And again, anyone who's feeling challenging energy in themselves, you are serving Vanessa by letting some of her heavy energy process through you. The divine is sending that through you. Just relax and let it move through. There's nothing for you to do except relax and allow. The divine will take care of everything else. Yeah, Vanessa, it feels to me like a lot of heavy energy is being cleared from your field.
Yes.
Relax and continue to allow that, please. There, Vanessa, you feel all that heavy energy coming out your hands?
Yes, and my feet.
Yeah, I was about to say that. That's a wonderful release. You're doing fantastic. Just continue to stay passive and allow all that stuff to drain out. They're showing me that what they're setting up is an as within, as without process. The more you allow these heavy energies to drain out of your own field, the more harmonious your external events will become.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Vanessa, since I was a small child, I've received what some now call the language of light. Transmissions on the wings of sound is how I've come to understand it and called it my angelic or heavenly language. And sometimes I'm asked to share, to let it come through, but only if that feels like the best thing for you in the moment, if you're willing to receive, say yes, and I will let it come through.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Blessings and love to you.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
So, Vanessa, are you feeling the energy slowing down and starting to come to a more calm center?
Yes, I had a subtle shake in the, literally could feel it in the center of my bones, and now it's coming down to more of like a, just a subtle vibration.
Yeah, it's not quite done, but it's wrapping up. So just relax and we'll feel when this round of healing has completed. There, I think it just stopped. Does that feel complete, Vanessa?
Yes, my mouth is tingly too. So I feel, yes. And even my fingers, like my hands are vibratory, I guess is the nice. Best.
Good, that'll help you be tingle-minded.
thank you.
Do you feel complete with your healing?
Vanessa? Yes, I do. Yeah, I was checking. Okay. Yes, I do feel complete.
All right. Now, for you and anyone else who is in the hot seat tonight, if you just need to integrate, you don't have to flow energy to others if you feel like you're still in your own integration process. And if you feel okay to flow to others, you can. It's up to you now that you've received healing, okay?
Okay, great. I thank you for that.
Okay, thanks, Vanessa. Okay, if you will, anything you want to share before we move to the next person?
No, I just, I loved what you offered, Spirit Song. I don't normally see visuals, but I saw some very interesting, I guess you could say galactical images that were quite beautiful. So thank you very much. And it felt quite amazing, to be honest.
So good. You're so welcome.
Appreciate that very much. Both of you. Thank you. Now, everyone, actually. Thank you for everyone for holding this up. Appreciate all of you.
It's a group effort here.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so a number of people have muted and unmuted, so the first person who actually speaks will be next.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Suda.
Suda?
Yes. Hi.
Okay. Hey, welcome. So mm-hmm. what healing would you like tonight, Suda?
I have a lot of fear that I'd like to release, and whatever is holding me back from concluding my legal situation with my ex-husband and my child's father, and the abusive situation that I'm in, because it's legal abuse that's going on.
Okay. So you want to release fear and you want a harmonious conclusion to the legal situation that will terminate the legal abuse that you're receiving. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did I summarize it properly?
Yeah. And perhaps I should mention my son because it's focused around him. So.
Okay. So do you want the healing for both you and your son or just for you?
I guess both.
Okay, we can do that.
How old is he?
He's 10.
Okay. All right. Okay, are you ready to receive Suda?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I mute or not, or stay?
No, stay live. We might be conversing during the healing. So
okay.
Just to keep your mic open. All right, everybody, you heard. So in whatever way feels best to you, ask to be the healing conduit for Sudha, for the release of her fear, for the harmonious resolution of her legal situation so that she will no longer be receiving abuse, and also for the highest good outcome for her 10-year-old son. So let it rip. The energy is slowly building. So if you're doing a passive approach, once you've called for the energy you want for Sudha, please relax fully, go really passive, and just let yourself be a wide open passive conduit for her energy. And now that's what we're looking for. That's juicier. Good. Reminder again, you're just as participatory even on the recording. So act the same as if you were on the live call, if that's the case. There. Did you hear, I feel the energy just peaked and held, Sudha?
Yep, I had a big breath right there.
Good. So now we're at peak, so it's I'm probably going to hold here for a while. So everyone just relax and let the energy do its magic. None of us has to fully understand what's happening. We just have to be willing to be part of the process.
Yeah, I'm getting a clear message from the angels now to let you know that you and your son are being held in their divine embrace all the time. You're never alone. He is with you and with him.
Mm-hmm. They're asking me to also relay that they encourage you to actively call upon their energetic assistance.
Okay.
A lot more of their help if you actually ask for it and then open to receive it.
Okay.
The same is true for your son if he's willing to do that.
Okay.
Or you can call it in for him if that's not the case, or even if it is. And now the quality of the energy is shifting subtly. Yeah, can you feel that subtle frequency shift there, Sudha?
Yes.
Yeah, so just relax and receive that. I can't put into words the difference, but I can sure feel it. You feel how the intensity is ratcheting up pretty strongly?
Yep, it's like I have to get out of the way.
Yeah. It's like a vice squeezing kind of. So yeah, the more you can really open and relax, they're promising you and anyone else who goes into the hot seat that it's not going to be too much. I sense a part of you is afraid of getting overwhelmed. That simply does not happen in our processes. The way we call in the healing does not allow for overwhelm. So you don't have to worry about that. You can open fully, and that will actually give you the best outcome. And Sudha, if you feel resistance anywhere in your body, just gently hold your attention right there where the resistance feels strongest. or wherever the discomfort is greatest. Just gently holding your awareness wherever the worst or most challenging part is, and just staying non-conceptual, just staying with the feeling only, I'm suspecting will give you the best outcome.
Okay.
Of course, you can do whatever you want. You got free will, but historically with these processes, that tends to work the best. Yeah. There we go. You look coming at your hands now?
No, but it was like an opening through the center.
Yeah. So in a moment, I think you'll feel that there is a significant amount of energy coming out your hands and out your feet now. They'd like you to open more fully and fully relax and allow. Don't try to do anything yourself except passively receive the blessing and the healing.
Okay.
The more passive you are, the more benefit you're going to get. That's better. Now do you feel the flow down the limbs?
Yes.
There you go. Good job. Be willing to feel everything that comes up. They're monitoring you very carefully. They're not going to bring up more than you can deal with. And there's definitely some emotional discomfort, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to keep it moderated so it's not too much. But they're going to keep it as strong as you can manage so that they get more of it out. So they're going to kind of ride that peak very carefully. The more intense it is, the quicker it flushes, and they're not going to let it go over the top so that it's overwhelmed. So are you comfortable with the wave they're riding right now with that level of emotional discomfort?
Yeah.
Okay, so just relax into that. Can you put your attention right there in the challenging emotion and just be with it to fully merge with that unpleasant feeling? Try it. Just try it for a moment and see how it works.
I'm trying.
There you go. You're in it now, right?
It's like it's going away, so.
Yeah. So I'd like you to notice as you hold attention in the pain, the part of you paying attention is not actually in pain. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So when you do this process, the part paying attention is your higher self, which never feels pain. It cannot be harmed in any way by this. It's above and beyond it. The part feeling the pain is your human part. I hope that makes sense. So it's like there's two of you, the higher self paying attention and feeling perfectly fine, and then the human part feeling the challenge as it's cleared. Does that feel correct based on what you're experiencing?
Mm-hmm.
So just relax. You'll naturally and effortlessly be in both places at once and just let the process run. But the more you are focused into the pain, the quicker it will heal. And am I correct that you have not experienced any overwhelm during this process?
That's correct.
So it will not happen. Trust me. Just go full in and feel it completely if you're willing.
If you can let go of any resistance and welcome that part of you and love it, that is the higher self part of you also being held by the angels that is allowing this part with pain to be accepted, to release.
There, now it is downshifted, didn't it? The pain dropped a little bit just then, is that correct?
Yeah, I was like, the fear is what I've been focused on, and then there was like underneath it this exhaustion.
Yeah. So relax into this new level. They kind of cleared one level and they showed they're exposed the level of pain underneath it. So now just relax into that little different feeling of pain. Don't get elemental about it. Just be with it experientially. Just feel it somatically. When I do this, I just merge with it 100% with no filter. And that clears it the quickest. Again, I promise you will not get overwhelmed. It won't be too much. You're safe to do this. Very, so good, good. So you're much deeper now, right?
Yeah.
And you're still not overwhelmed, are you?
Yeah.
You see how actually going deeper into it makes it easier?
Yeah.
There you go. Good, you're learning how to do that. Well done. Now, feel that grief starting to rise, the tears wanting to come? The sadness rising?
No.
Okay, I may be feeling it before you. That happens sometimes. But there is grief rising to be flushed. So I think in a moment you'll feel some grief, some really deep old sadness. And I invite you to relax as fully into that as you have everything else. And know that it's going to clear it very rapidly. And it's not going to be too much. So please just relax and be with that as you experience that too. In fact, I'm Michonne, there are many on this call who are feeling that grief for you, and they are happy to feel that empathically as your surrogate healers. And big thanks to everyone who's doing that right now. We're all in this for each other. Even if you cry or sob, it's all good. And now they're kind of bringing you back down to ground level. Feel that? They're kind of wrapping up the whole healing cycle. You feel the energy kind of coming to a closure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll wait till they have wrapped it up. As I think is obvious from the narration, Spirit Song and I are not making anything happen. We are spectating this just like everybody else. And in these kind of processes, we're all equal. Spirit Song and I are narrating, but every one of us is a co-creator and co-participant in this process, live or on the recording.
And I feel some of the grief and sadness and depth of pain coming through transmuted into higher level energies that we're feeling as well.
Mm. Okay. There, feel that little brighter, more sparkly vibe right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was there all along. It was covered over by the heavy energies. And now it's being exposed. Oh, is it true your body now feels more like energy than solid matter?
Yeah.
Good. That's always a beautiful part of the healing ground. Good job. So do you feel really strong in your embodied awakening now?
Yeah.
Good job. So that feels to me like it might be complete, but what's your perception?
Yeah, I feel like I need to integrate it a bit, but
good. So does it feel like the round is done?
Yes.
So as I said to Vanessa, do not feel like you have to hold space for anyone else if you're doing your own integration for the rest of this call. If you feel like you want to step up for others, that's fine, but err on the side of your own integration, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Good. Do you feel complete, Sudha?
Yeah.
Well done. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you want to say anything about that spirit song?
No, I was just about to ask if there was any specific way we could continue to support you. Is there anything that has shifted during this time that is up for you? And there doesn't have to be anything. I'm just inquiring.
What Benjamin was saying about calling for, asking for the assistance. And realizing that's part of the pattern that I have of not asking, you know, feeling like I have to do it all myself, basically. So
we can continue to send that kind of energy to you to support you as you go in.
Okay. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you, Sudha. I really appreciate you stepping up into the hot seat.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Whoever unmutes and speaks will be next.
Hello.
I heard a female voice
two
first.
Voices.
So, Jeannie, you beat out Larry by half a second, but Larry, you can be next. Oh, wait a minute. Jeannie muted. So it looks like she's yielding the floor to you, Larry. So
I'm yielding.
Okay. All right. So Larry, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good. So
did you feel exhausted? I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Oh, well, that's a little different.
Well, you don't need healing then. Step down.
What do you want more fantastic?
How can we serve you, Larry?
I do request healing in one specific area.
Okay.
And that is the tendon leading to my little finger on my left hand.
Hmm.
And I have a major contraction happening that's progressing, that's forcing my little finger to stay at a 45-degree angle towards my palm.
Mm.
I'm seeking healing and insights on how to remedy this. But certainly I'm pain-free, but I have limited mobility in my left hand because of this contraction in my little finger.
Okay. For starters, Larry, I have a similar issue, and I'm going to show you a device that you should get. Hang on, I'm going to go get it.
That's why I was looking at Benjamin while you were talking, because this is familiar territory for him.
See if they have the brand name on here. Just a minute. Okay. It's called the Rolf Lex, Rolflex. Let me see. Let me make sure this is visible on the screen here. Just a minute.
Do you have patron's contracture?
It's called trigger finger, where a finger tends to lock and kind of stick. But what you do is you get this device, you get it on Amazon, get the one with the yellow roller. It's the most recent model. And what you do is you feel along your arm, you trace the pinky down into the forearm, because the muscles are actually in the forearm. The hand is just like cables, and find the sore spot. And when you find the sore spot, let me just see, hang on. Then you squeeze and you hold the yellow thing wherever it hurts the most. And then you just hold pressure on that, and you'll feel the energy releasing. As it's like acupressure with this thing holding the pressure. And then wherever you feel it, it could be anywhere along the entire forearm, all the way up to the elbow. But just trace that line where the cables and tendons go from that pinky all the way down. Find the sore spot, hold that until you feel a release, and just kind of work that kind of systematically over many days. And that should help loosen it up. And so
that's a practical way to
so
help.
We're still going to do the healing.
I was going to say, maybe Benjamin, would you like to be included in that? Because as you know, from living with me, Miracle Girl, things can just instantly be changed.
True. Actually, I just want all the healing going to Larry.
Okay.
I'm doing okay with mine.
Okay.
But Larry, I think getting that device on Amazon or wherever you get it and using that in that manner will help a lot.
Superb.
So what was that?
Well, that's superb. I've never heard that before. That, you know, linking the tendon all the way down the arm. I've never heard that.
Yeah, we have a wonderful healer friend here named Laszlo Paul. And he guided me on how to do that. And it's really helped when I've gotten trigger finger from time to time, that loosens it up and opens it back up again. So do that as ongoing therapy. But in the meantime, we're still going to send some healing over to you. Okay.
Fantastic. Great.
All right. Yeah. I just happened to have personal experience on that one. Okay. So everyone, we're sending energy for Larry's physical healing for his left pinky so that it can relax, open up fully, and function in a normal, healthy way. You ready to receive the healing, Larry?
Yes.
So just relax and everybody go. Mm. That's what I need to Larry for his left pinky full functionality. The energy is rising. I'm getting there's a lot more going on here than just physical stuff. There's an energetic, disharmony that caused the physical issue. So they're working the energetic, challenge at the core of the issue and not just the physical healing.
Okay.
In fact, empathically, I'm feeling a bit of nausea related to this. Yeah. So do you feel heavy energy going out the bottoms of your feet right now?
No, but energy around my left hand and movement of my fingers.
Good.
And it's a cloud of energy, that's circulating around my left, around the palm of my left hand.
Good. Sounds like it's working. Just relax and let it roll.
I have a very gentle little mantra I use sometimes: all is well, joy in every cell. And if you can imagine the cells in your pinky finger filled with joy, and every cell in your body filled with joy, there's no room for anything else. Joy in every cell, all is well.
The energy just peaked and now it's holding. I'm perceiving a lot of bounce back healing going to the senders for whatever they most need. So I'm feeling that more potently now than we have so far during the call. So even if you're feeling healing coming to you as a sender, stay open as the conduit for Larry's physical healing and whatever other associated healing is needed for that. Big thanks to those who are acting as surrogate healers, who are having some of Larry's heavy energy move through their own body. Thank you all very much for letting that happen. And Larry, your best strategy is just to hold awareness in that finger, just continually holding gentle awareness there, but being passive otherwise. Whoa. Larry, does your body feel more like energy than flesh now?
Yes. Yeah, it's very powerful.
Enjoy that. Yeah, they're really, it feels to me like they're probing into your belly and shake and loosening something deep in there that's somehow connected to that pinky crooking. So wherever else you feel healing happening, just allow that. Yeah, they've started a intense vibration in much of your body. Mm-hmm. Just relax and let them do their thing. It doesn't have to make sense, but they do know what they're doing. Or do you feel that overall deeper relaxation happening through your body, Larry?
I do. I felt powerful waves of energy going through my body that's forcing my whole torso to move. And certainly in the abdominal area, a little bit in my spine, and overall kind of a powerful vortex of energy. Moving through me, and now I'm relaxing into it.
Yeah, good job. So they've passed the peak of the healing. They're doing their kind of integration process now. So they'd like you to just relax your energy, I'm sorry, your awareness into your entire body and just sort of feel all of you in a very relaxed way. They're saying they've taken you to a higher level of awakening. Can you feel the difference in your consciousness?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this can be your new baseline if you maintain it. So whether you do that through the embodied awakening invocation or whatever tool you use, this is your new base if you choose to maintain it. Okay.
Great.
All right. So let's see what else they got. Okay, go completely passive now. No focus, simply exist for a moment, please. There you go, good. You relax and allow yourself to experience yourself in a whole new way. Really let go now. There, good. That upticked a little more, didn't it?
Yes.
Good, so there's an even higher level baseline if you want. Well done. All right. I believe that's complete. Does that feel complete to you, Larry?
It does. I just request the name of that device again.
Oh, Rolflex, Rolflex.
Okay, thank you.
And then I got it on Amazon, and you get the one with the bright yellow roller.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good.
Fantastic.
And okay. I have something to share. If a question for one thing, do you play the guitar?
No, but I'm an African drummer.
Okay. What came to me, and I didn't want to interrupt Benjamin's flow with what was going on with you, with him, but I saw you focused on a YouTube video or Vimeo or whatever, some kind of musical sharing, and watching the hands and the little fingers of a musician, whatever one calls to you as a focal point, and not having to do anything with your physical body, but allowing it to integrate with this feeling and awareness that you've experienced with Benjamin and all here, and as a way of continuing to support the shift that's been made here. If it feels right for you, always. Anything I suggest is merely a suggestion. You take it into your own filter and do what feels right.
What I do love is what you had shared before was about feeling joy in every cell. And if I focus in on my little finger as well as through the rest of my body, being filled with joy.
Yes.
I think that's a fantastic celebration of my body.
Yeah.
And I will take that with me.
Wonderful.
Yay. Awesome.
Thank you for everyone and the both of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such an honor.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure to work with you. And big thanks to everyone who was part of that. This is all a group process here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We still got 20 minutes. So who's next?
Hi, Benjamin.
Jeannie. Hi.
Hi. That was powerful. That was really powerful. So the healing I'm requesting is a continuation or a next level of the wonderful healing I've already received from a couple of these.
Okay.
And I used to ask for help with my back and my knee, and they have both improved quite a bit.
Good.
So the next level is two giant muscles that are in front of the spine.
Okay.
They're called the psoas muscles or the iliopsoas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're connected in a way that they're parasympathetic and sympathetic. So they respond to fear. And so when one of them tightens up or both of them tightens up, the back contorts, and then that hurts the knee.
Okay.
So that's the next level that I need to balance or let go of. And when I'm working by myself, sometimes they're big giant muscles that go all the way from the top of your leg all the way, you know, to the above the middle of your spine.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like sometimes the energy that they release comes from my heart. Like maybe there's fear in my heart.
Okay.
So I just thought I'd add that in there.
Okay. Yeah, that reminds me of one of my favorite healing phrases. So as above, so as below.
It's my favorite one.
Just kidding. All right. All right. So let's call highest good healing for Jeannie's psoas muscles as well as her heart chakra. So all energies related to the psoas and the heart chakra that don't serve highest good, let that be released or transmuted, and let those areas be filled with highest good energy. Are you ready, Jeannie?
I'm ready. Thank you.
All right. Let it rip, guys. Yeah, you feel that strong vibration there, Jeannie?
Yes, it went from my lips to my heart to those muscles.
Good. Yeah, so they're working it. So relax. And any of you who are sending, you know, you may feel phenomena in your own body as you are being used as a surrogate healer for Jeannie. Just again, let it happen. Be fully passive. Just let the divine work it. If they're putting the energy in there, they can process it all the way through. So stay passive. Let the divine work it through you is my recommendation. Yeah, so Jeannie, wherever you're feeling the most intense energy, just relax your attention there. Using the absolute minimum effort needed to feel what's happening fully.
They're having me breathe in a very rhythmic way at the moment.
Good. If you're getting guidance, follow it. Always, if anyone gets intuitive guidance that overrides my advice, then always follow your guidance.
Oh, no, your advice was spot on. The fascia, there's a section of fascia called the frontline fascia. So basically, the whole front of my body is being worked.
Good.
Subtly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're suggesting, Jeannie, now you don't deliberately focus anywhere, but they're going to be placing your attention where it's needed now. So I invite you down to zero effort and just allow your consciousness to arise where it's needed within your body. And you may be having awareness in more than one place at a time. So just allow those multiple points of awareness to arise organically. Just be kind of generally present in the field and focal areas will naturally manifest, okay?
Yeah, they're releasing a lot from my heart right now and it's a lot of emotion.
Yeah. So many of our physical ailments come from repressed emotions. Once again, anyone who's being used as a surrogate healer, just let the energy move through you. Let the allies take care of it, is my recommendation. I'm doing a lot of heavy energy flushing out my feet now.
Me too.
There's a lot going on in your brain, isn't there?
Yeah. I would have said my face until you said brain, and I went, yep, it's my brain.
And just let the energy do its thing there.
Wow.
It's lobe at first sight. That's a brain pun.
It's what? What did you say?
Brain pun, lobe at first sight.
Okay.
Never mind that. I guess that was a bad pun. Let it go.
I'm not very much in my left brain right now. So.
Well, you should not be. I apologize for talking in there.
Oh, yeah, gosh, it's finally coming to where the head relaxed, and then my heart and my feet need to relax, and then I'll be flushed.
There you go. Good job. Yeah, they're still moving a lot of energy. It's still feeling pretty intense in there to me.
Yeah, it's pretty intense in the heart, stomach.
Yeah, full passivity, I recommend. Let them do everything. Just receive it. A little bit of grief there. Feel any challenging emotion that arises. Let it flush too. Need to cry, it's okay. I'm nearly crying myself.
Yeah, I get to the where I almost do, but then I don't.
Okay, let it be what it is. Don't force anything. Okay. Yeah, Mother Ayahuasca is very strong here right now. Thank you, Mother.
I was going to say, there seems to be a jungle theme at the moment.
Yep.
Very, very plant-like, very plant-like.
That is vine with me.
I was a little late.
Okay.
As you were sharing this awareness you're having, I do feel actual physical earth energy, Mother Ayah, the vine, other plants. That may be vine-like, or however they may appear to you, supporting you as you're in this process.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chawapunga is here too. She is a leaf that is sometimes mixed with ayahuasca to form the brew.
Oh, wow.
It's normally chacruna, but sometimes chawapunga is used, and I feel her presence quite strongly.
I hear somebody singing, like a shaman.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
Now your whole body's lighting up, right?
Yes.
Just let it be luminous.
The shaman's dressed in white. Interesting. A lot of his skin is showing, but he's got white feathers in certain places.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a dove. Or some white bird. I'm not even sure what kind of bird. It's just a white bird.
Okay, be with it.
Beautiful.
I'm being told that this luminosity is being shared with everybody. So if you're on this, if you're hearing my voice, you may be feeling this transformation yourself, where you're getting a whole like luminosity effect in and around your body. So just open to that. Everybody's being blessed right now by this higher dimension energy. Ayahuasca, Chalapunga, and all the other allies here are giving big blessing to everybody right now. They're saying this is the grand final blessing for everyone. So Jeannie's getting it and everyone else is too. So this will be the final round. And this is like their like the big orchestral finale. Everybody gets the energy now. So everyone's being invited to relax and be fully passive. Jeannie will still get everything she needs, but everyone gets to receive now. They're saying, we divine beings are doing it now. You humans no longer need to flow. You just receive.
Benjamin, I'm getting that it's more than just this group, that maybe a lot of people on the earth are also receiving at this moment, because he's on a very, very high mesa. I mean, it's tippy top of the planet.
Sweet. That sounds wonderful.
I'm feeling that too, Jeannie.
Okay, good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can I describe what he's doing a little bit? Is that okay?
That's fine.
When he sings his tones, he's got one arm out and he like sweeps it in like a radar fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does the next tone and he sweeps his arm again and goes over the whole area of land where he is. I think we're just praying for land also.
Nice. The vibration's rising beautifully. And there's also an element here where many of us on this call right now or on the recording are blending together at a higher level. There's just a merging of consciousness at a level beyond human. There's no privacy on this level, so that blending can just happen easily and fully. None of your human secrets are revealed there, so you can just relax into it if you're feeling this.
He stopped singing and he sat down and he's got his hands folded in front of his chest in a prayer.
Nice.
And he's like suggesting that I just vibrate. I do nothing else.
Good.
Thanks for sharing that.
So at this point, many may be just perceiving themselves as light, as pure consciousness, little awareness of the physical body at the moment.
Something just happened. Did you feel that?
No.
Okay, there was a flash of more light that just like somebody took a picture with a flashbulb.
Nice. I do feel the whole vibration rising to an even more subtle, sweet level.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just relax, allow yourself to be lifted as high as they choose to lift you. They're working with each person uniquely and taking each of us to the highest awakening we can hold at this moment. So we're invited just to relax and allow that. Yeah, this is similar to levels of bliss I would feel in an ayahuasca ceremony.
Okay.
And now they're beginning to bring the bliss into our physical bodies as they maintain the out-of-body bliss at the same time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. So they're not compromising the out-of-body bliss, but they are saturating the body. But my own perception is the body is way down there. Most of me is just out in the field of consciousness without...
The only visual I got was that we were lifted and lifted and lifted until we went into the cosmos, you know, until we were open to the entire cosmos, and that's all. So it's good to know that my physical body is, that's what I'm feeling. Thank you.
Yeah. So we can keep relaxing and just being in the vast space. So we're almost at the 90-minute mark where it looks like we're going to run a little bit past that, which is okay. They're saying it won't be much longer, but they're inviting us just to relax and give them just a little bit of overtime to do this.
There's someone smiling really big right now.
Yeah.
There's all these other beings up higher.
Fascinating. They just finished, and my body feels so completely different now. My eyes are open, and I'm aware of my body, but it feels almost entirely like energy. I mean, it doesn't feel hardly physical at all.
Yeah, what I was just feeling with all of us is that the perception of just oneness with everything, all that is, that we are all of that and we are none of that in great mystery.
So they're inviting everyone to feel their perception of their physical beingness right now, noting if it feels a lot more energetic than before. And they're saying this can be your new baseline for your daily reality. This is kind of what we did with Larry, but it's even higher. So anyone who wishes to maintain this, use whatever daily practice works for you, whether it's the embodied awakening invocation or anything else that keeps you at a high frequency. But they're saying you can have this as your new baseline from now on until it gets even sweeter. Because there's no limit to how sweet it can get.
So if we listen to this again, we can like remember. If we forget this, then we can remember this if we listen.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the recording is always available, and the recording can take you even deeper than before.
Oh, okay.
I have frequently gotten feedback from people who've done the same recording more than once.
Right.
They get radically different experiences each time. So chances are it would go even deeper if you repeated the recording. Yeah.
Thank you.
So give it a shot if you want.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah,
the allies are wanting this to go in the best of, by the way. So I'll be putting this in the best of page. This is a good one. Hey, Jeannie,
by the way, he winked at me when you said your eyes were opening. Right before that, he had winked at me. He came right in my face and the shaman winked at me like, we're done.
Thank you, shaman. All right, Jeannie, does your process feel complete?
Yes, absolutely. Now.
There's always more. But...
Thank you.
Welcome. What an awesome ending.
Have fun. Enjoy.
Okay. So we're going to close the Mesa, and then we'll hang around for Q&A and feedback for anyone who wants to hang out with us. So would you like to set the tone for the Mesa close? Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Huichi. Thank you, allies, for this awesome experience. Huge gratitude for all the healings that have come through, not only for the hot seat people, but for everyone else too. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Spirits and I ask that you remain with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? One, two, three. Okay, sacred container is closed. Anyone who's interested in working with Spirit Sangrami privately, my site is astroshaman.com for individual services, astrology, shamanic healing, awakening, activation, and life coaching. And your site is?
SpiritsOnTheOasis.com.
And you do what in a nutshell?
I'm like you, an astrologer. I do all kinds of healing work. I'm a metaphysical minister, so I do spiritual counseling. And I do a number of different healing modalities, often combined into one session I call the inner journey, where we go into the deepest realms within you, that place where you are totally one and aware that you're one with the divine and all.
She gets my high recommendation. I've worked with her many times when I was in a tough place, and she pulled me through it. She's really good.
And same with him for me. We we often recognize and acknowledge that we're guardian healing angels for each other.
Every healer needs a healer.
That's so great.
Alrighty. So if anyone needs to go, feel free to depart, but we're going to hang out for a bit. And anyone who has a question, a comment, you're welcome to type it or unmute yourself and speak.
Can
it.
You share some of the different things that were written, because I can't with my glasses.
Let's catch up on some of that.
Yes, that would be nice.
Let's see. Just a moment. A while back, regarding Larry's finger crooking, Risa typed, I had great success with a person who studied with Donna Eden. While I had a hand clenching issue, it was gone for years and only once came back mildly. That's good. Risa, I guess, talking to Larry, saying, a little cherry blossom growing from your pinky as a reminder. I guess you saw that psychically. Risa said, a storm with lightning came in just as you were mentioning the flash of light.
Wow.
I guess she's talking about an actual physical storm. Jeannie says, wow, good to know, real lightning. And Vanessa typed, amazing, such a blessing. Thank you all. Sudha said, thank you all. I think she meant all. And that's caught us up. So anyone who would like to unmute and share something with their actual voice or type something in the chat, we are wide open. And it sometimes takes people a bit to, here's Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hi. I just wanted to share that this is such a powerful service. And, most people aren't aware of it. And, you know, other than the members. Mm-hmm. And yet, so this is, infinite
incredibly valuable to not only the participants, but being able to be a receiver and giver in healing. And I just wanted to just acknowledge you for facilitating this at a master level. I love it. Mm-hmm. And what I'm curious about is when you are dialoguing with the higher realms in terms of the information that you're receiving to pass on,
mm-hmm.
Is there a profound connection in terms of who you're dealing with? Is it the Arcturian Council? Is it with Archangel Raphael? Is it a whole mixture, or is it a healing force, for example?
Right. I understand your question. Basically, at the start, you heard me calling a whole bunch of allies. And I just sort of get a download from the gestalt of all that. It's very rare for me to receive a download from a particular identifiable being. It's just like the gestalt of all that divine consciousness just sends down words and stuff. And I'm just reporting what I'm perceiving, but it just comes from the field itself and not from a particular identifiable individual for me.
I get it. Okay. Well, this is such a powerful call, you know, every month, and I love to be, and I'm happy to be part of it.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the feedback, Barry.
Yeah. And for bringing the light and powerful love and insight and all that you have, your gifts to share. We do it together, all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is totally a group thing. Thanks for the feedback, brother. So Jeannie just typed, well, Joanne typed, thank you, so powerful. And Jeannie just typed a bunch of hearts. Thank you, Benjamin. And so nice to have Spirit Song join. And thank you, allies. And as a participant, I am so grateful. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Jeannie, your mic is still live. So speak if you wish. But if you're not going to speak, go ahead and mute. Okay, thanks. You're muted. Anybody else?
Everybody's blissed out.
Yeah. It can be hard to talk when you're deep in the energy. All right. Last call for feedback.
I'd just like to share that when I take people on an inner journey, a lot of times before we finish, I will remind them that the awarenesses, the bliss, the insight, the feelings that they've had that have brought them to a new level are accessible anytime just by remembering.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have time to listen to the whole thing, to watch it again, just by for a moment remembering. The brain is a computer. It doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is being perceived
mm-hmm.
by our thoughts. So we can think of this moment or a moment earlier when you were feeling a certain thing and feeling so full and empowered, and simply by being there in your mind's eye for that moment, you're recreating it. Mm-hmm. Very powerful awareness and gift that we have.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Someone just shared something.
Okay,
else.
So Risa typed, yes, echoing Larry, thank you. I had a conversation with my daughter about the sense of helplessness when confronted with all the events going on in the world, and it's good to feel that we can do something to make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah. My own belief is that all us light workers chose to be here at this very moment, knowing it was going to be tough. And that's exactly why we came. Mm-hmm. Because each of us who even just holds awakened consciousness or even in small ways helps to spread light and love, we're all helping to shift the planetary vibration.
Mm-hmm. when we're feeling that sense of overwhelm, and as most of us are incredibly sensitive beings, we often feel what is the energy out there, which is a lot of chaos and confusion. And there is always that light and love, but the prevalent energies right now are not necessarily those things that we see all around us in the news or sometimes in people's faces. But one thing we can do always, besides something like this, mm-hmm. is do one act of kindness for somebody. What can I do to make a difference? Whether it's a family member or someone you see on the street and they look like their face is full of pain and you can catch their eyes and smile at them from the heart of love. You don't know what difference you might have made. And every little act that we do of healing within or helping someone else is helping all of us, because there is no separation with any of us. That's an illusion. Mm-hmm. We're all one. We're all the same. We may have the reflection in a different way on this earth plane and how we are reflecting that oneness, mm-hmm. but we're all connected. And so as we heal and as we share our love with anyone, anywhere, we are helping all of us to shift together.
Yeah, I heard a story about the great Indian guru Ramana Maharshi, who was a deeply awakened saint. And the story I heard was that one of his disciples said, great guru, what do we do about other people? His response, there are no other people.
Just one little quick parting thing. Many of you may know the power of the work of Ho'oponopono. And in that work, we offer often to someone else, if I or any of my relatives or any of my ancestors have ever done anything to cause harm to you or any of your relatives or any of your ancestors, please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. It's I'm sorry first, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. But one practice that I've done more and more in recent times is looking at myself in the mirror and doing that. Try it. If you do Ho'oponopono work, just saying that to yourself as you gaze in the mirror, it has an incredibly transformative power. So I just wanted to put that out there for anybody that resonates and wants to try it, or if you want to talk more about it, you can always reach me at dancinginthelight1188 at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Any last sharing or questions from anybody before we close? Apparently not. Okay. Big, big thanks to everybody. Yes. Thank you all so much for being here. Again, this will be in the archive and in the best of page. So thanks all. Mm-hmm. And many, many blessings to you all. Thanks so much for being a part of this amazing experience.
Yes.
And goodbye for now.
Mm-hmm.